Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm not ready to talk yet about Ole Miss Miami. Rob, if you will indulge me for a little bit, let's go back just a smidgens when it comes to the college football playoff, and then we'll come full circle and we'll talk about the final four that we have today. A lot of thoughts. The first thought is, I feel like we are trying to figure out ways to eliminate blowouts in the college football playoff. Oh, well, if you remove this team, then we wouldn't have any blowouts. Folks, we had blowouts when it was four teams. We're going to have blowouts when it's 12 teams. We're going to have blowouts when it's 16 teams. Because the fact of the matter is, in college football, there are not 16 teams that are good enough to compete at this level that we're talking about. I firmly believe Indiana was going to pick up that belt and they were going to deliver a beatdown in any of the teams that we were debating. I think Indiana would have smoked Notre Dame this season. I think Indiana would have smoked BYU this year. So all the teams that we were, oh, well, why'd you let this team in? If they had put this team in, it would have been no. They would have got pummeled. Indiana is the best team in college football. That doesn't mean they're necessarily going to win the championship, but that is a team right now that it is going to take a special effort to be able to eliminate them from the tournament. And I'm sorry, blowouts are just a part of this thing. The gap between the teams that are truly elite and really have a chance to win this thing and everybody else is a really substantial gap. So that's number one. There is no way, I think, to eliminate blowouts when it comes to the college football playoff. So let's get that out of the way. The second thing is, for all the complaining that we do about college football, and I'm with you, I stand here and I complain, so I'm not here pointing the finger at you. I got to point it on myself. Oh, I don't like this thing. I don't like this thing. I wish we did it this way. They need to do it this way. Aren't we getting exactly what we wanted? The sentiment was we got tired of seeing the same teams. You didn't want to see Alabama go to the playoff every year. You didn't want to see Clemson go every single year. You don't want it to just be the Ohio State and the Michigans. You want it new. You want it fresh. You want it parity. You want a turnover. So yes, it is chaotic. Yes, it is stressful. I do wish that it was more structured to it. I don't think, at least right now in a portal situation, I don't think you can sign a financial agreement with the school, another school then come in, offer you more money, and now you go back to the school and say, oh, my bad, I didn't mean to sign with you. I want to sign with them. There are some rules that I would like to see with this thing. But look at the Final Four. It worked. Indiana is in the Final Four. Oregon, who has never won a championship, is in the Final Four. Ole Miss is in a position to win a championship for the first time since 1960. Miami, now a different kind of program, but Miami hasn't been very good for the last 25 years, basically since Willis McGahee left school was the last time that Miami has been good. We are here. You got what you wanted. It didn't get here exactly how you wanted it, and yeah, you might want it neatly packaged a little bit better than it's been neatly packaged, but if you are a fan of college football, you cannot say anymore that you know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. We just saw Indiana pummel Alabama in front of everybody. They didn't just beat down Alabama. They took everything that Alabama did to everybody for 20 years and turned it right against them. They ran the ball for 300 yards against them. Alabama's leading rusher was their quarterback, and he had 17 yards. We have got to a point with NIL where a program like Indiana in 2 years can build such a juggernaut that they can punch Alabama in the mouth in the most watched college football game so far of the season. You got exactly what you wanted. So blowouts are a part of this thing. We got what we wanted with the name, image, and likeness. Moving on down the line in the college football playoff. I know we talk a lot about quarterbacks and running backs and all of these things. I get it. And they're fun to have conversations about. If you go back and you think about the final eight teams, the Elite Eight in college football, it was very simple who won those games. Who was the more physical team up front? I think Ohio State has more talent than Miami. I think Ohio State is a better team than Miami. Miami was by far and away the more physical team in the national semifinal. Indiana was by far and away the more physical team in their matchup. All of this money that Texas Tech spent in the portal, and they got all this oil money. Oregon just beat them up on the defensive side of the ball, where Texas Tech offense, it looked unusable. It looked unwatchable at times in the college football playoff. Man, sometimes sports are very, very simple. It's simple. In basketball, do you have a guy that can go get you a bucket? That's it. All these analytics, and do you got a guy that can go get you buckets? In football, all of these EPA and all these charts and things that we use to break down players, is your team more physical than the other team? And if the answer is no, then you are not going to win a whole lot of games. You want to know why the Chiefs didn't win a lot of games this year? Their offensive line wasn't physical enough. Their defensive line wasn't physical enough. Sure, their special teams wasn't good enough. Sure, they should have done this. They should have done that. The Chiefs couldn't run the football. They couldn't dominate the defensive line of scrimmage and get to the other team's quarterback. So they lost a lot of games against teams that could. Those were some of my major takeaways, Rob, as we are winding down the college football season.
I agree with most of your takeaways. Can we talk for a minute about why the quarterfinal matchup should we get back on campus too? Because that is a takeaway now I've had in back-to-back years. You know what was more fun? I'll put the Rose Bowl to the side because the Rose Bowl is obviously, you know, the Rose Bowl, the lure, blah, 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 blah. Do you know what was more fun than watching Texas Tech play Oregon in Miami? Watching Oklahoma play Alabama in Norman. It was more fun to watch, even though it was Tulane, Ole Miss versus Tulane in, you know, Oxford was a great time to watch. I think now, as we're evolving with the college football playoff, we need to get less games at neutral sites and more games on campus. I have no problem with the Final Four and the national title game being at neutral sites. If you're telling me the first time, you know, Ole Miss and Miami are going to match up and it's in Phoenix, cool. But we need more games on campus, because one of the things that makes college sports special and that makes playoffs in sports in general special is home crowds. We've seen it with the Royals, we've seen it with the Chiefs, we see it all across sports. Let's get out of the neutral site business in college football and let's keep more games on campus in the playoff as a true reward. Like, do I think Oregon beats Texas Tech in Lubbock? Probably. But I think the game is a lot closer and a lot more fun than it being at a sterile site down in...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Miami.
This is the last thing, and we can move on from college football. I know all of you are not the biggest college football fans. I'm really excited for the college football playoff. I don't know who's going to win. Indiana is the best team. I can make a case for all four of these teams winning the national championship. Like, we very rarely get to that point. Now, one of these teams is getting blown out over these next 2 days. We know that about the college football playoff. One of these teams is getting smoked over these next 2 days. And we'll figure out which team that it is. We didn't get a whole lot of great games when we had the four teams. Like, we didn't get both great games in the four-team playoff. Now that we're down to a four-team playoff, I'm telling you, one of these two teams is getting smoked here over the next couple of days. Rob, I am with you, and this is why, and I don't think they're doing anything soon about this. This is why I'm so big on they need to reimagine the college football season. We have a college football season that is still centered around how we did things in 1995 and not how we do things in 2026. You cannot give teams 3 weeks off in between in a playoff and think that that is the best thing for them. Yes, everybody wants rest. Everybody wants a bye. But right now we have a system where if you are the number one overall seed, your reward is you don't get a home game and you get a substantial amount of rest that could potentially put you at a disadvantage in your first game. I know one team won out of the last 2 years, but I don't think that's a small sample size. The teams that get the bye are 1-7 in those games. 1-7. That's a substantial disadvantage, especially when you're the team you are playing. They are not operating under the same disadvantage. The team you are playing has already played a game, so they've had a chance to get back in their momentum, get back into their flow. They're feeling good. They're coming in. They're playing with momentum. Man, one of the themes of the top four seeds has been how slow you start in these games, and it's just really hard to knock off this rust. Maybe they take 1 week off, but you can't start the college football playoff on December 19th and the season end on November 27th. You can't do that. You gotta reimagine this thing and you gotta change it. So if we're gonna expand this team to a 16-team playoff, which it seems like that's what we're headed towards, the first two rounds, to your point, Rob, have to be on campus. Ohio State has to play a home game. Indiana has to play a home game. Texas Tech, your award is you get to have the biggest game in your school's history on your campus, and you continue to advance that way. You then have the Final Four round where we are right now. You do that on New Year's Day, and then we end the college football season on January 8th. That's where, like, tonight should be the national championship game leading into the NFL playoffs. We still got another week of college football after this, after we've already started the NFL playoffs and we're in the middle of this thing. Like, the way college football has configured the playoff and the schedule, it just doesn't work for anybody, I think.
Absolutely not. And I feel like, listen, a lot of times when I hear college coaches whining, complain about NIL and the portal, I kind of roll my eyes like, I'm sorry, this is the world you live in. Figure it out. One thing I won't roll my eyes at is complaints about the calendar. Ole Miss and the whole crux of the Lane Kiffin Ole Miss problem, and we can talk about that later in the show, is the fact that right now, coaches at Kansas, Missouri, and Kansas State are actively recruiting the portal. Meanwhile, coach at Ole Miss is trying to actively recruit the portal while simultaneously preparing his team for the playoff. The calendar just needs tweaking. We need to fix the portal calendar. We need to fix the game calendar. We need to get games back on campus. Like, I feel like with the playoff, we went bigger, you know, bigger, bolder, better. Let's get back to what makes college sports great, and that's a concise calendar with games on campus. I think if they can clean that up, I think college sports would be in a much, much better way.
Yeah, someone on the text line says they'll never do the Final Four on campus. That would cost them too much money. I'm not advocating for the Final Four to be on campus. I think the first and second round should be on campus. And now once you get to this point where there's four teams left, that's when you incorporate the bowl games. That's when you incorporate the Rose Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl. But one of these bowls are going to have to be left out. If you only got three neutral site games and there's four prominent bowl games, then somebody's going to be mad. Well, I'm sorry then. The Cotton Bowl just gets to be mad.